This is the Morgan Report with David Morgan. For the latest in precious metals investing, gold, silver, the economy, and more, go to themorganreport.com.
David Morgan with you, June 9th, 2017, weekly perspective. Starting with Zero Hedge, it's a perfect storm. List of retailers in danger of bankruptcy hits a record 22. We get some people that continue to tell us that everything is fine and there's nothing to worry about and Trump is going to take care of everything for us. The truth of the matter is that here are a list of the 22 companies in danger of bankruptcy. If you look at what really happened in 2008 and you are objective, you will determine that at that point in time, basically the economy had a semi-collapse. The banks are rescued. Interest rates are at a point where the banks can pay the interest, where the populations or the governments can pay the interest owed to the banks, because if the interest rates were much higher, they'd be incapable of doing so. And that's the reality of the situation. Another one that's hit the web circles, but I'm going to put it out as well. Again, Zero Hedge. Jim Rogers warns next crisis will be quote-unquote biggest in my lifetime. Short video, to the point. Jim Rogers, in my view, has always been a straight shooter. Had the honor of speaking at the same forum as him in Chicago many years ago. Wasn't quite that up to speed on the silver market. Very bright man and very open in my view, because I actually sent him some information regarding the photography myth, and he actually changed his view after gaining more insight later on. So lots of respect for this man. And I think it really, really pays attention to what he's having to say here. Moving to the energy side, my friend Steve St. Angelo, SRS Rocco report, talks about the U.S. producing lots of natural gas, but still not making any money. Again, it always comes down to whether or not it's economic or not. People talk about the silver market as an example, and they have this kind of a grade and all this silver, on and on it goes. But what really matters is whether or not you can make a profit getting it out of the ground. Same thing with any commodity. If you can grow it at a profit, or if you can extract it at a profit. And if you can't, then you're in trouble. And this article that Steve did goes into what's called really free cash flow. And you'll find that, again, the number 22 pops up, but these 22 natural gas companies continue to fork out more CapEx, capital expenditure, than they're making from their operating cash, which translates to negative free cash flow. In other words, cash flow is just about everything, and it's negative for 22 of these natural gas companies. And moving from the energy sector into another critical item, food. Northwest wheat farmers battle fungus. This is from actually the region that I am very familiar with, as I live in the Northwest. It's called the Palouse. A great deal of wheat comes through the section of Walla Walla all the way up north of that area. And this rust, the stripe rust, is at epidemic levels, according to this article, and it's killing off some of the wheat, and therefore it will put prices higher due to pressure on the amount of wheat harvested. Something to pay attention to. We're seeing this not only in wheat, we're seeing it, as I talked about in the weekly perspective some weeks ago. We had up limit days in the cattle market, 3 days in a row up limit, and anyone that goes and shops for their own food at the grocery store is well aware that there is a lot of price pressure on food. However, for a clear full circle position, this comes from the Nikkei Asian Review, and there doesn't seem to be any lack of food in many of the populations. This is about obesity reaching epidemic levels in Asia, and I'm world traveled. I've been not everywhere, but several different places in the world. And I'm always impressed about the Europeans, for the most part, are pretty thin. They walk a lot more than the Americans do. Very few obese in the Asian countries, at least the ones I've visited, which are quite a few. And yet this article points out that in Tokyo, economic growth resulted in significant rise in living standards in much of Asia. But the newfound prosperity and associated lifestyle changes have brought with them an unwanted side effect. A study released by the Asian Development Bank Institute shows that an estimated 1 billion people in Asia and the Pacific are overweight or obese. So that dis-ease is hitting Asia as well as North America. Sad but true. We have very unbalanced lives as a whole globally. It's not a North America problem. It's a global problem. It's a human problem. It's not based on anything more than being human, the society we live in, what we value, what we don't value. This week, I thought I'd mix it up a little more than usual. This one is from the Digital Journal, and the headline is Microsoft's cloud is attacked 1.5 million times every day. Microsoft has revealed its automated cloud protection mechanism foil over 1.5 million attacks on its online services every day. The service-centric company has robust systems that help to keep user data on products like Office 365 and Outlook secure. The notable statistic was published inside a detailed article on Microsoft's cloud security technology. In the article, the company explains how it safeguards and secures its servers against digital threats. Again, coming back to the people that continue to let me know that things are just fine and I'm overemphasizing the south side of the equation, I just want to point out the reality. This is CNBC, pretty mainstream. Verizon to slash about 2,100 jobs when it closes its Yahoo acquisition. This affects 2,100 people, and really more than that, because of those 2,100, most probably are families. So you could take that number, double, triple, or maybe quadruple it for the amount of people that are affected. There is a chain reaction, these type of things. So this is reality. And combining loss of jobs with the Carmageddon theme that I've kind of harped on here, Volkswagen slashes 9,300 workers. Volkswagen has become the latest big car manufacturer to downsize in the face of stagnant global car sales and a push to have its plants be more efficient. In the case of the German car company, which sells more vehicles in Europe than any of its rivals, the chopping came via buyouts or part of a quote-unquote early retirement package. And finishing up, like I do every week, looking at the precious metals, another article, I think really one of the best that Steve's done in a while. Again, SRS Rocco, the great gold supply disconnect, market severely undervalues price. What he talks about in this article is if you look at an S&P versus the global commodity index, it's basically at a 50-year low. Remember, commodities are what we need. Everything else is stuff that we want. So if you're looking at a ratio that's at a 50-year low and you're looking to switch out of a very overpriced stock market into a very underpriced commodities market, this is certainly the time to take the look. I really, really think that we're probably at a juncture here imminently, or let me state it more, during the next few months and possibly very, very soon, where the switch of the smart money, and we're already seeing it in the gold sector, where the smart money is leaving the stock market and moving in the gold market, is doing fairly subtly, so they're not to move either market, which is the way you want to do it. You want to do it stealthily so that you don't make a big ruckus in either of those markets, but it is taking effect. The big money again is doing it. And he also has a chart in here showing the gold grades from the 1830 level to about 2010, steadily going down. I know many geologists, I've known them for years, and they would walk over places that had 2 grams or less. I mean, it was just dirt. There was no way they were going to mine it. Well, now, as he points out in this article, a lot of the gold mines that are struggling are mining at about 1.2 grams per ton. I mean, it's basically a dirt moving operation. Obviously, they're getting gold out, but the margins are very low. A lot of these companies are barely profitable or negative. The industry is struggling, and the grades continue to go lower and lower. As far as my belief on the peak gold, I think peak gold probably is true. Peak silver, I would argue, depending on price expectations, because again, what's uneconomic at $18 silver becomes very economic at, say, $35 silver. So that's something to pay attention to. He also brings in the fact the diminishing return on oil, the EROI, the energy received on investment. And he gives us 5 gold companies that basically are underperforming the metal. In almost all cases in a bull market, you'll see shares outperform the bullion itself. And of course, he goes into the reasons why. And finally, at the risk of getting more hate mail than ever, sending out something to our free list this weekend. And the subject line is "Forget silver, buy this instead." And it says, "Buy Bitcoin." Well, actually, that might not be a bad idea, as I spoke about this recently at the Vancouver International Metals Writers Conference. However, you have a very unique opportunity right now to invest in something so significant that it could change the mining industry forever. I won't read you the whole sales letter. If you're on the free list, you'll get it. Please get on the free list, because not only is this an important speculation that you might want to take part in, but we will be featuring a couple companies that are actually in the Morgan Report and not paid to use that free email list. Everything, of course, that's paid services, let's say a higher level than that. What I have here, for those that are not listening to podcasts and actually seeing the video, it shows a very robust gold mine. It shows you the gold from 1 ton of gold ore. And it's basically a very small, about the size of the tip of your finger cut in half. In other words, about half the size of tip of a finger. And then it shows you the amount of gold from a ton, 1 ton, both examples are 1 ton, from electronic waste. And there's a huge amount of gold that's being held in the palm of the hand of this same person. So this is a situation that many people don't understand. I probably haven't done a great job about it, but the amount of money that is made, or profit that's made, by using printed circuit boards and mining, quote unquote, mining that, versus going into a desert or a forest or somewhere and mining gold out of a hillside or rock formation or open pit, whatever, substantially greater to mine gold that's already above ground in these high-tech applications, printed circuit boards, RAM fingers, smartphones, etc. This company is at the leading edge of this, and our members have been well aware of this for quite some time now. The point I want to make is very, very simple. This symbol that's in our report was activated on the U.S. exchange 1 week ago. The 2nd of June, it was available for U.S. investors. So you are some of the first to know. If you're interested, we suggest you go ahead and try a full membership to the Morgan Report, and you do have a money-back guarantee. So something to be aware of. Certainly not for everybody. Most people that are full members have a net worth or a portfolio anywhere from the $20,000 level on up. And if that's not you, then basically this report isn't for you. These updates, of course, are free for everyone, but a full-fledged membership, we realize, isn't for everybody. And we know you have a free choice. You can buy any newsletter service you wish. And those that choose us, we are grateful for that. That will conclude this weekly update.
This is the Morgan Report with David Morgan. For the latest in precious metals investing, gold, silver, the economy, and more, go to themorganreport.com.